Well, it seems maybe a little bit early, but the 4th of July is going to be on us before we know it, and there are some great celebrations around the area, one of those in Fontenelle, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today with Terry Quek-Matzy, who's the Vice President of the Fontenelle Enterprise Club. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
The Fontenelle Enterprise Club has been around for longer than most folks realize.
100-plus years. We are in our 101st year, actually.
How in the world do you keep
celebrating our second century?
Yeah, how in the world do you keep a group in a small town like that going strong for that long?
Lots of turnover.
That's true.
We just keep going. You know, we have a job to do, and that's support Fontenelle businesses. And so there's always sometimes a large group, sometimes a small group, but there's always somebody in there doing it.
Who says nothing goes on in our small towns?
A lot goes on here.
Yeah, they just haven't been to them recently to see. But the Fontenelle celebration for the 4th of July coming up here not too far down the road, and you guys are doing it up for several days.
We have 3 days planned, and the 4th of July in Fontenelle falls every 3 years. We rotate with Messina and Greenfield.
Mm-hmm.
So the celebration really involves all three communities, and it's our turn to host. And, yep, we'll start on Friday night and go all the way through Sunday.
Has that been a good marriage, doing it like that with the rotation?
Yes, it has. You know, for much of the last century, it was Fontenelle and Greenfield, and then some changes were made several years ago, and now Messina's in on things, too. And it really does work. It kind of takes the load off. You know, it takes a lot of money to put these things on and a lot of volunteer time, and it's nice to do it every 3 years instead of every year.
Well, how tough is it to keep volunteers working so hard at something if you're just competing with somebody down the street?
Well, you know, that's an interesting dynamic to it, and because there's that competition, but yet there's a wonderful spirit of cooperation.
You bet. Well, and like I say, you're not competing each year with somebody not too far away for the same people in a lot of cases.
Well, and, you know, so there's some friendly competition about it. You know, you always want to be a little bit better than they were last year and, you know, show off a little bit. But we also have great cooperation and great flow of information between the three communities, so we're not all reinventing the wheel every 3 years and that type of thing.
You bet. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, let's talk about what's going on then for those particular days. On Friday, July 3rd, you're kicking it off with?
With a slab supper. Now, let me explain. Fontenelle has, since the early 1950s, has operated an open-air skating slab, roller skating slab. And we have skating this year will be every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 for kids. It is free to skate. There's a snack shack on site. And the slab supper we've had for as many years as we've had the slab, and that is our major fundraiser for the funds to maintain and operate the slab.
Excellent. So you're really doing something for the children.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great. You know, I remember many, many wonderful Wednesday and Saturday nights skating at the slab. I still, you know, have the urge to move and in a circle when I hear Beach Boys songs.
But we're a little smarter than that now, right? The doctor bills get a little heftier as we get older.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'd don the skates anymore, although I know people that would.
Absolutely. Well, that's good. Well, that's great. Is it still well attended by the kids?
It really is. We get a pretty good group. And some years it's Wednesdays and Saturdays, and this year we're doing just Wednesday nights and going to maybe do some other things on Saturdays, but we get a good group, and we get a good crowd at the slab supper, and hopefully people that want to come to town for the bags tournament later that night will come early and eat. We'll have hamburgers by the Adair County cattlemen and brat burgers by Adair County pork producers and all the good stuff that goes with it.
Very good. And you got a few activities going on.
Yes. Later that night, the beer garden will open, and there will be a bags tournament, and that is a $40 per team registration fee for that, with a total payout of the purse.
Excellent. Do they need to pre-register for that?
Yes, preferably, and for many of these things to pre-register, they'll want to call Cindy Valdogo at 641 745-2330, or you can find her at the Nottoway Valley Market. And, yes, pre-registration is encouraged for the tournament. Final registration is at 7 p.m. that night. The tournament actually starts at 7:30.
Okay. The more they can pre-register, the easier it is come tournament time.
The easier it is on Cindy in many ways.
I'm sure. You
She's
bet.
A real pivot person for all this.
You bet. And, again, that number is 641-745-2330, and you can always call us. We can give you that number, too, if you missed that.
Oh, yes.
Now, you've got a lot going on Saturday, the 4th of July.
Yes. Yes, we do. And Friday night, there will also be karaoke at 9.
Okay.
So, Saturday starts with the tractor ride, and that begins in Messina. There'll be breakfast by the Messina Lions at Bauer Welding. And then from there, they will go with a stop at the new specialty firearms, McCunn Specialty Firearms. And then they'll hit Fontenelle in time to line up and join in on the parade. Then in Fontenelle at 8 a.m. is the Running of the Bells. And that is a fun run and walk. And the theme for the entire celebration is Let Freedom Ring. And that comes from a series of articles the Fontenelle Observer did on prominent and historic bells around the town. And so we just kind of decided to run with that theme. So we will have the Running of the Bells. And that's there's a $10 entry fee for that. And, again, registration ahead of time is good. And then the parade at 11. And Fontenelle is known for its parades. So that is a sight to see.
Gee, I wish those tractor rides would draw a crowd. It's too bad you don't get more people involved in that, huh?
And they're fun to see in the parade, too. And then they have a great time. I help with a couple other rides. And people just really love them.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. I was joking, of course. But, it's funny. I mean, you don't even have to put a lot of information out. You just say, hey, we're doing a tractor ride. Be here. And it's amazing how many people will just show up.
Oh, and they have their own network. And you don't dare, you don't want to show up and, have missed the last one. And then in the afternoon, of course, we have all the stuff going on uptown, the kitty tractor pull and volleyball and basketball and bossy bingo, of course, and kids games and bingo by the American Legion and game truck. We'll have the video game truck. Most of the older kids know what that is. It's a semi filled with video games that keeps that'll keep your preteens busy for an afternoon. And there's kids' foot races, and then we have wonderful stage entertainment.
I see you've got quite a lot set up.
Yes, we do. And that's another one of our anniversaries is First National Bank celebrating their 110th. And so they're the sponsor for the bandstand stage. And just some great stuff. We have Bob and Christy Black and Banjoy. They're a wonderful bluegrass band. Christy is a Fontenelle native, and she and her husband have toured for years with this bluegrass band. Bob Black is a protege of Bill Monroe, who was the father of bluegrass. So they put on just a great show. And then we have Seamus Brown from Creston, who does a fantastic Elvis. He was here last fall for our Fontenelle Family Fun Night and was a big hit. We immediately booked him that night for the 4th of July, so you're going to love Seamus. And then Tyler Folkerts, who is an up-and-coming country singer from Bedford. And what I've seen of him so far, I think we can safely say you better catch him now because he's probably not going to be performing on these local stages for much longer. He's going to be going somewhere.
Excellent.
And then at night, at 9 o'clock, then we shift over to the beer garden stage with throwing toast for our street dance.
Very good. So a lot of things going on. I assume there'll be fireworks at some point?
Oh, of course, fireworks. And that is, I need to mention, is funded by, again, First National Bank and the City of Fontenelle. And with the help of the Fontenelle Fire Department, they no longer put on the displays themselves. We go to the professionals for that, but they're still involved in helping us set that up and taking care of all that for us.
Wow, it's great to have, you've got local businesses like First National Bank. You talk about the Lions and the Legion and the Fire Department. It sounds like you've got a lot of folks who take a lot of interest in this.
Oh, we really do. The Continental Lions are great. They'll be there with their train rides and their bounce house and their concession stand. And there's a community supper Saturday night from 5 to 7, and that is celebrating the Good Samaritan Society's 50th anniversary. So we kind of hit the jackpot on all that kind of stuff this year around.
You've got a lot of anniversaries.
And as I said, lots of good people get involved. It takes the whole town to put it on, and that's the fun part.
Absolutely. Well, July 5th on Sunday, I know you're kind of winding down a little bit, but you still have a few things for folks to enjoy.
We'll have a community church service, and the fire department will be having a breakfast. They're looking to buy a new fire truck, so definitely come out and help support them in that. And then the beer garden will be having a Bloody Mary bar. So that should get Sunday off to a good start. And then we'll kind of wrap things up then with one of our classic Fontenelle scavenger hunts. We've done these before, and they are great fun. They're all sorts of little details and, you know, go find this and that and get the signature of a former mayor and all those fun kinds of things.
Is that something for the whole family?
Oh, it certainly is. Yep, we can accommodate anybody on that. They'll be split up into teams.
Very good.
And we'll have more details on that as we go along. Another thing going on throughout the whole celebration is a history display in the former Van Vliet Hardware building. And that is just a wonderful compilation of newspaper articles and history of the Enterprise Club. There's some new history we found on Logan Fontenelle, the town's namesake. And up until now, we've known about two paragraphs about him, and so much more information has come to light, and there's going to be a display about him. And so that's just something fun to see through the whole thing.
Yeah, those are always fun. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of things planned there. Unfortunately, you don't gate the roads to Fontenelle. Everybody can come out and enjoy.
Absolutely. And prizes, I guess we probably need to mention that, because if there's anything we want to see more than people coming for the 4th of July, it's to see them come back again and shop in our businesses. So we are going to give away $2,500 worth of Fontenelle bucks.
Wow.
That can be spent in Fontenelle businesses, and we'll do that in $50 increments. And we will also give away 10 $100 certificates for the Nottoway Valley Market.
Wow, that's great! Great way to support the local community.
And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely. Again, the bags tournament, $40 per team to sign up, $10 for the fun run per team. They do like you to register early if you can, and that number again is 641-745-2330. Pretty much everything else, just show up and enjoy.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Just come and have a good time. You know, we like to have fun here in Fontenelle.
Sounds like you've got a lot planned for folks to have a good time with. Terry, thank you so much for your time. We hope you have a great summer and a great 4th of July weekend.
Well, and thank you. Hope to see you there.